I think about the treasures themselves and how they're feeling and how perhaps they see themselves as relics because they've been in these institutions for so long.
I'm Emily Jarkiling. I'm a poet. I'm a curator.
Keeling is from Pompeii, where this dor, or belt, was made. Dor were worn by the highest-ranking male chiefs.
But women were the ones who wove the dor.
In this way, dor unite the power of the women who made them and the men who wore them.
They were imbued with the essence, or the manaman, the kind of spiritual power of the wearer.
Emelicha Keeling thinks about objects like these as living, animated beings.
And maybe they feel completely disconnected from the people that wore them and that they belong to. And I think that's where kind of poetry and art is so essential, because it's a way to kind of communicate with these treasures. So I've actually written quite a few poems about dor. So yeah, I wrote this poem about this one. Dor, 1982.351. So you were never really asleep. You whispered in our ears. Hine Moana and I heard you in Bremen, behind the glass. You'd been dreaming a long dream of liberation, beyond repatriation. Forget decolonization. Forget decolonizing. Forget it. Here in the Met, I've had years to reflect, to meditate, but I'm young in this place. I mean, there's the copper man with horns from Mesopotamia, sarcophagi, an Egyptian temple, Mayan snakes, Ming vases, golden statues, distant kin also breathe the same stale air, Dilukai and her giant labia, turtle shell money, Jackie-ed, tapa cloths, beast poles, dance masks, and fine mats. Here I am a relic, banana fiber and red wool. Sojaipeneneme, apuchar. It's okay. I too have led many lives. I've accepted the fact that I will never be worn again. You should too.